Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yo, this is Bert Gabriel, and you're listening to the greatest podcast all over the world, Talking Metal.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel. We are, I guess, podcasting from the Old Town Bar here on 18th Street. And I got John Astronomy right next to me. I'm going to, as John says, turn the microphone over to John Astronomy. Here he is.
How you doing?
That was a combination of me and our old friend Rob Fiore.
I thought maybe that was Paul Stanley.
No, that was supposed to be Paul Stanley meets Rob Fiore, my ex-bandmate and good friend who I haven't spoken to in a year and a half due to a near brawl in the East Village.
But anyway, has it been that long, really?
Nah, probably about 1 year. But anyway, I have to say, guys, we are having a good time today because we are here with one of the greatest ever people that we've become acquainted with in the world, national. This is international. Mr. Bert Gabriel.
Hello, hello, hello.
This guy, Bert Gabriel, would call into our show from Mexico, and he was a big hit with the Talking Metal listeners. And then you disappeared for, like, well over a year. You were just, like, vanished. Everybody was like, what happened to Bert Gabriel? There were, like, rumors on the forums you were in jail or something. I don't know what happened. But you're here in the flesh in New York City touring successfully with your band, right?
Yeah. Here we are after the whole... You know, I went to some rough personal times, like being abducted by aliens. And
I can identify with that, dude.
And finding out that Ricky Martin was gay recently.
Shock.
Total shock.
And your burger has arrived. So that was upsetting news to find out about Ricky Martin, a hero of yours?
Well, you know, I'm Mexican, so Ricky Martin is like... pretty big, like the Mexican equivalent of who will you say is the Mexican equivalent of the American equivalent of Ricky Martin? Who is it?
Gene Simmons?
No,
it's like I mean, but were you? I wasn't really that surprised that Ricky Martin was gay.
There were rumors about that. So,
well, have you heard?
No, I heard that there were rumors because you know what? Usually, when there's like a kind of like you know, I don't know how to put this, but. You know, good-looking guy or whatever. Sometimes they turn out to be gay, I guess. I don't know.
Have you ever had any, like, astronomy's gay rumors?
Only from a couple of haters on the internet. But that was only when I had, like, an Ace Frehley meets Marilyn Manson costume with the band Astronomy and Captain T, which I don't think was gay at all, but, you know...
Some people might disagree.
Yeah, some people could, but you know what? Some people said Kiss is gay. You know, who cares? Like, no offense to gay people, but, you know, we weren't gay, and Astronomy is not gay. Oh, see, Bert Gabriel's best friend's gay. No offense to that, but back to Ricky Martin. You know, I could see it. I could see it. But, you know, hey, good for him. But what's strange is when, you know, he got, like, a tattoo of a naked girl on his arm and stuff like that. And, you know, he has kids and stuff, so... I don't know what the story is. I really haven't followed his career. I know he had a couple of good tunes back in the day that weren't metal. But, you know, hey, whatever. Whatever's up with Ricky Martin's cool with me, man.
And Bert, what is the name of your band again?
Mentira, Mentira. It's It's M-E-N-T-I-R-A. Twice, my fellas.
Very cool. Now, Bert was famous for a few things. Now, I know when Bumblefoot was on, you called into the show, I believe.
Oh, really? And
We had
I
that.
Remember
yeah,
now.
We
had, I remember now.
We had to hang up on him because he started saying some bad things about. Was it Axel or Yarmo?
He actually found out my username on his board and like put me like a tag like super gay or something like that.
This was Yarmo from the Here Today Gone to Hell website, a good friend of the Talking Metal community and family. Well, it's interesting about Bert Gabriel because he was a big hit on the Talking Metal radio show, and we actually got picked up by Fuse, and we did a season of television shows for Fuse, and I actually offered that we could have you on maybe via satellite, and you turned it down. 65 million homes you would have been seen in, but you actually turned down our request to be the Mexican correspondent via, like, streaming webcam in Mexico. Why was it?
What can I say? I don't know. I like to keep things secret, I guess. But now with my band, that won't happen. Sadly, because if I were like, if it was up to me, I like will like be Buckethead all day. You know, I'm actually Buckethead. Just in case you don't know.
Okay. Cool. Now, he said he is Buckethead. Yeah, so the mask is off. But, so honestly, I got to tell you, from hearing your band, I know you're a big Guns fan, but you're not really that hardcore of a metalhead, right? I wouldn't really consider you a metalhead. Do you like heavy metal music?
Yes, I do. My favorite band is Metallica. Imagine, no, of course not. I mean, no disrespect to Metallica fans, but I like... I'm more of all kinds of music type of guy. I like rap. Actually, I want to sing you a song right now. It's called Gin and Juice by the master Snoop Dogg. Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my money on my mind.
That was a great song that Mark and I liked back in the day.
Yeah, I was totally the first Dre solo, the Chronic, the first Dre post NWA solo record by Dre was absolutely insanely amazing.
You know who I like too? Elton John. What about, you remember Almost Famous?
Yes.
Blue Jean Baby, L.A. Lady.
I don't know that tune as well as
Tiny
you do.
Tiny Dancer.
But yeah. No,
hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
Astronomy's looking around like he's never heard Tiny Dancer by Elton John. You know that song.
No, I do. Guys, my brain is somewhere out on the planet Jendal right now because I am, like, not spaced out, but my brain is just seriously on a different planet. I am blown away that Bert Gabriel is here in person, and it has, like, shocked my system to the point where I am rendered speechless for most of this podcast.
I'm blown away by the amount of ketchup Bert Gabriel has on his French fries. They're literally just, it's like ketchup soup.
He has everything. He's got mayo, he's got some kind of exotic mustard here, and he's just going to town on this burger.
Bert, what is your favorite metal band? I know you're into Nirvana, but metal band. You mentioned Metallica before. But
I do like Metallica, actually. I don't know. Will you consider Guns a metal band?
Yeah, hard rock. I mean, I don't know. Some people would disagree with that, but sure.
I mean, if we're talking about a hard rock, is AC/DC a metal band? What you say?
Again, some people would say yes, some would say no, but sure.
It's a
I guess definitive metal is probably more like Judas Priest or Maiden or Dio. To me, that's more the traditional metal. Sabbath, sure, absolutely. Black Sabbath, so you like them?
Yeah. Want to hear something about Black Sabbath right now?
Yes.
Shall we do Iron Man? I'll do the guitars, you do the voices, okay? Boom. Come on. Astronomy's very quiet tonight.
You know what, guys? I just don't want to upstage the great Bert Gabriel, because he is so good.
Is that, like, even possible, astronomy? Well, if someone can upstage me, it's Jen Astronomy.
I'm just joking, Bert Gabriel. I'm not going to ever upstage you, because
I just want to say, like, for all the people that people can't actually, like, see these here, I want to say that, like, on top of astronomy's head, there's, like, an aureola, like, how you call that? Like, what Jesus had? Like,
Halo?
Yeah, halo. Yeah, there's a halo, and I can see it. He's glorious. Like the modern-day version of Napoleon.
Cool. Astronomy, there was a bright, happy look that went over his face when you compared him to Jesus.
I thought he was going to say there was a comb-over on his head.
Thank you.
Thank you. We just got another nice burger from the beautiful waitress here. And it's pretty hot, yeah. I got to say, guys, I was walking down the street, New York City, 18th Street. What's that?
Smoking Endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Sipping on gin and juice. That was a good tune, man. Mark and I used to really get into that back in the day in the Newport section of Jersey City. Yeah. So anyway, I was walking down the street. Mark, I got to tell you this. You don't even know this yet. I was walking down the street, 18th Street, Manhattan, today, and somebody comes up and grabs me, and it is Bert Gabriel. The one and only. But thank God I was aware that Bert Gabriel was in the neighborhood. Because if it wasn't, I might have thought I was being attacked and or killed.
You would have started yelling, help, police. this podcast, I say we get into some music here. And we'll come and wrap things up with Bert Gabriel. This is one of Bert's favorite bands. A little old school Black Sabbath sound sample here on TalkingMetal.com. We are back here on Talking Metal, and Bert Gabriel and John Astronomy are discussing UFOs, and I want to just, we have a song called Disturbing Abduction, and Bert Gabriel is looking for the tabs for that. You want to learn how to play that?
Yes. Yeah, I do, and I have been, like, trying to get Astronomy to show me, like, for 3 years, I guess, even more. Astronomy, how long has it been since I have tried?
It's been a while, guys, but Bert Gabriel, if we can find a guitar or a bass or anything, I will show it to you tonight, free of charge.
Well, listen, guys, you guys have to support Bert Gabriel. He's on the Twitter. He's on the MySpace. We're going to have those linked through today's show notes. Bert, have you ever been abducted by a UFO?
That's an answer that has to be kept secret.
Wow, that sounds very interesting, which leads me to believe that you may have actually been abducted.
No comments about it. Let's just put it that way.
Let's say that there are a lot of confidential things going on in the country. And after 9/11, I kept really quiet about all the insane stuff that was going on alien-wise because I wanted to make sure I was patriotic. But you know what? You got to take a good look at the Astronomy Disturbing Abduction single. Go to iTunes. You can download that. And vocals by Captain T. Captain T wrote that tune with the Mad Doctor and myself. And I have to say, that might be the greatest song ever.
Cool. Well, we'll link that. We'll end today's show with that song. Let's get into a little music right now by the one and only Bert Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to check that out. This isn't exactly metal, but it is good stuff here on Talking Metal. Was a little Mentita Matita, who just completed a gig here in New York City. Where'd you guys play?
We play at Don Pedro's and Market Hotel. Where I don't know, we didn't play in Market Hotel, but I have good friends over there that live over there. And where else? Party Expo, a new venue over in Brooklyn. And I play somewhere else, but I don't remember because, you know, I like the beer.
I like the beer. Okay, very good. Well, we are drinking some beer here. And let's talk some guns, and then we'll wrap things up here on today's episode of Talking Metal. When will we hear new material from Guns N' Roses?
When? Hamburger mouth. I got a hamburger in my mouth. I can talk right now.
Well, I've heard that Guns has been working on new material
since
prior to the release of Chinese Democracy. Have you heard that, Mark?
Yeah, I heard all that. I know that DJ Ashba is known for his songwriting skills. I think that was one of the reasons he was brought into the band, because he is known as a producer and a songwriter. And I think he it may have been viewed that he could be somebody that could help deliver some new material and do some writing with Axl. We will see if that happens. I don't know. I'm curious to see if they start touring the States. And we are friends with Frank Ferrer and, of course, Bumblefoot. And I have to admit, I haven't really been in touch with those guys in a number of months. Frank lives right by me, but he's been on the road and should probably try to reach out to them.
What I want to say is, like, I want Robin Fink back. He was the man. I'll the respect to Ash Bevel, I prefer Robin Fink. Yeah, he's the greatest. That just made 2 cents. Axel, if you can hear this, I want a free hamburger.
Well, I'll cover your hamburger tonight, by the way.
Woo!
And we just are glad you're here in America. If you look there up on the wall, those are two American heroes. That's George Washington. And that's the Marlboro Man. And right next to each other. Kind of ironic, huh?
Two American icons.
Where's Hulk Hogan?
Who?
Hulk Hogan, WWE, wrestling. Oh, you don't like wrestling, right?
No, we like wrestling. We like wrestling, man. I was on a plane once with the Ultimate Warrior and Jimmy Hart and...
Oh, Jimmy Hart. You look kind of like Jimmy Hart.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw him on the plane and Ted DiBiase. Wasn't he known for Money?
Yeah, he's the million dollar man. Yeah, exactly. I'm a huge wrestling fan. I mean,
do you know Christy Hemme?
Hell, do you know her?
Yeah, if you go to my personal YouTube page, which is some weird address like youtube.com/CaptainTT or something like that, I'll link that. There is a full 30-minute interview I did with Christy Hemme, and I was invited into her hotel room to do the interview.
No,
yeah.
Action.
Oh no!
No, I'm married. No action.
Christy, do you think Christy listens to this?
No.
Highly
doubtful.
Unlikely, but you never.
If anyone that knows Christy now, like, is listening, Christy, baby, I'm single and I'm waiting for you. But I think she has, like, a husband. I'm not sure. I don't care anyways, Christy. You can come.
What?
Wait, there's people taking pictures of us, like, on the other table.
There are people taking pictures of us. That's kind of interesting. Anyways, I lost my train of thought now. But anyways, oh, Christy Hemme, yeah, shared the same publicist as Rob Halford, actually. And that's how we hooked up with her. And there's a great interview. Like I said, she was definitely hot in person. Yeah, beautiful girl. And, of course, has some great music that you can actually, I think we actually play some of it in the YouTube clips that are up there. So we'll link those. Maybe we'll link them through today's show notes, if I remember.
I'm sorry, Mark. I almost, like, rip your hand to grab the microphone, but I want to say, Christy, I love you. Again, I love you. Christy, come with me. A little bit of Mexican love. That's what I can give you.
The Mexican love. There you go.
Special Mexican love. Different than just your standard love that Bert Gabriel. It's just this Mexican love, right?
I'm sure that if she is listening after hearing that, she will probably definitely be contacting you.
I hope so.
Bert Gabriel, tell us a little bit about life in Mexico.
Tacos, cerveza, you know that word, right? What else? What do you imagine life in Mexico is?
I imagine that you wake up and you're in some exotic land with, like, beaches and the sun, and you're having a bunch of fruit and, like, some, like, you know, mojitos and just kind of, like, lots of naked-looking chicks hanging around, Latinas. You know what? I always watch these channels that broadcast in Spanish, and
Telemundo.
The girls, yeah, they don't have that many clothes on,
say
and I just
in Spanish.
Wish that.
Say something in Spanish.
I can say bonjour. No, I'm kidding. That's French. Spanish. Caliente, caliente.
Hey,
and I can
good.
Say, how about this? Sangria and what's the drink?
Cerveza?
Cerveza, yeah, I like that. You know that
tequila
and I think I'm allergic to tequila, man. I've been known to do crazy stuff under the influence of tequila. But cerveza, that basically means drink, right?
That means beer.
Oh, beer, beer.
Yeah.
And what's the great beer that...
Sorry, Tecate?
Tecate is good, and we have a Modelo beer here. And oh yeah, I like the Modelo. That is one of my favorites. That's pretty strong. And you know what? I think it's good. Sometimes you can find it here for a low price, and I consider that like an imported excellent beer.
You know what American beer I like? Lone Star. That's from Texas. Let me tell you, that's some good beer. To all my Texas fans, grab some for me.
But you do spend a lot of time in San Diego too, right?
I used to, like when I was younger. I now spend most of my days chilling out, relaxing, maxing out, cool. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good.
Geography
the
lesson.
The Fresh Prince song, you don't know it? Will Smith.
Tell me about it.
You don't remember Will Smith, like the most famous person in the world?
Yeah.
He was the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the song?
Which song?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible. Astronomy doesn't know the Fresh Prince song.
I know him. Girls just want to have fun. What's it called?
It's called Your Parents Don't Understand It.
Oh, right. No, I know that song. What's that have to do with Mexico?
That's the Scientologist, Will Smith.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a Scientologist. He is. He's denying it, but... they've Dateline, all those people. They've they're out to get them. They're tracking them down. Well, yeah.
Well, if you're listening to me, I know you're not Scientologist, and give me a call. I don't have that much to do, so we can shoot some b-ball. I read on you know who Dustin Diamond is? A Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Mark has like a little thing in his chin. So yeah,
no, I think it was like food or something, a little piece of something. But we got it up. Bert Gabriel rescued it.
Can I keep on my story, please?
Yes. Then I want to ask you a question about Baja California.
Oh, go ask me the question first.
Baja California, is that just south of California?
Yes, it is.
And I think that's where Fender makes guitars. They're
called really?
Mexi Strats, I think.
I didn't know that. That's quite the fact.
A musical thing. You guys know I work for Gibson, but I believe that Fender may manufacture a gear in Baja, California.
But is that in Mexico? Is that in Mexico? Or?
Yeah, I believe Baja, California is part of Mexico, although I need to confirm that with anybody who knows Mexican geography.
It is. It is. Okay. That's your Mexican geography lesson for today?
Sorry for the interruption.
What were you saying about the child star?
Screech, yeah, in his book, he says that Will Smith's a very good chess player. So, Will, if you're listening, I'm up for a game. I don't know how to play it, but just give me an email. We'll talk.
Figure that out.
You should give out your email then, right?
I don't know. Do you want your email given out?
Yeah, it's on my MySpace, of the band. So,
There
you can get it. Will, if you're listening, and... who's this girl? Kate Hudson, baby. I'm waiting.
Okay, there you go, Kate Hudson. So Christy Hemme and Kate Hudson will probably be contacting Bert Gabriel soon. Anyways, we're going to wrap things up. I was going to say something else. I don't know what that is. If there's actually any listeners left at this point, buy a T-shirt in the store section, TalkingMetal.com.
Hey, you got to say hi to our friends at the Talking Metal forums. Hello, everyone. I'm here with Astronomy. Pretty strange moment, let me tell you. This is strange. I mean, people from the internet are real, let me tell you. They do exist.
Bert, I would like to ask you what your impressions of Talking Metal hosts Mark and John are after meeting us in person.
I kind of feel like it's like when we're on the internet, you know, in Wizard of Oz, when they pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. There's some like kind of wacky old dude behind the curtain. That's probably kind of what Bert Gabriel's thinking now that he's met us.
Well, for all you listeners out there on your cars or where do people listen to? I like listen it in my room. I don't know, but I get the impression that people listen to it like on their cars.
Yeah,
I have heard that on the podcast. Let me tell you, these guys have a big-ass microphone everywhere they go. I mean, it's not like a tape recorder. And I think people on the other table are listening to us, I'm not sure. For all you listeners, we are in a restaurant, Chili's type of place, I guess. IHOP. Well, I don't know what kind of bar, but, like, there's tables, like, in every other bar. But there's some people, like, on a table that are, looking at us and stuff. Maybe because we look strange. Will you say that? I mean, Astronomy looks glorious.
I think it's because we got a mic and there's some long-haired dudes.
Oh, yeah, and we are naked. That maybe.
Yeah, I would like to clarify, this isn't a Chili's. This is the Old Town bar, tavern, which has been here since the 1800s, actually.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, yeah. So it's definitely not a Chili's or an IHOP, but it is a great place on 18th Street between Park and Broadway here in New York City.
I would like to say, Bert.
Wait. Oh, the lady's here. The lady's here.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. What's your name?
Colleen.
Colleen?
Yes.
Do you like heavy metal music?
Not really.
You don't? What's your favorite group?
My favorite, I don't know. I have very eclectic taste.
Do you like rap or rock or both?
Both.
I love it. Very nice. Very nice. This is Bert Gabriel. He's from Mexico. Anyway, Bert, you said that I appeared taller in person. Is that true?
Yeah, you are like a Nordic god in person, I will say. You look very nice. But the thing about astronomy is, like, he doesn't, like... The first time I saw Astronomy, like, it was, like, an hour ago, and he had, like, this briefcase. Astronomy, what's up with the briefcase? Not very rocker.
Yes, unfortunately, due to the current state of the economy, you know, times are tough in the world. I must carry a briefcase with various business items and pamphlets and other sort of things.
You got to admit, a briefcase, like, even, like, business guys don't really carry briefcases anymore. It's kind of a flashback, which could have something to do with the time warp contingent or whatever they call it that you've been locked in due to your alien abductions.
It's like a circular thing where sometimes they drop me off and I might think I am in 1982. But I'm not sure, so whatever I got with me at the time, that's what happened. So, unfortunately, I have the briefcase with me today. I got the suit coat on and the dress pants. But on another day, I could wind up with, you know, your traditional metal clothing and Iron Maiden T-shirt. But it's different. It's different every day.
I got to say that if you're like me that listen to the podcast, like, every, like, always, like, every episode... You start, like, think, like, how are these guys, like, in person? How, like, do they dress? Like, how will it be, like, if I met them in person? They look exactly like on the internet. I mean, Astronomy is all dressed all black from head to toe with the Elton John glasses. And Mark here is the only guy with a hoodie here, a black hoodie. And he looks a pretty rocker, let me tell you. I mean, he's the man.
Thank you for that. And I would like to mention that Jason Jayhawk also mentioned that you were a lot taller in person than he expected, which is I guess we are both tall guys. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not that tall because now people are going to imagine like he's super tall. He's not Shaq. He's not Shaquille O'Neal. He's like he's tall, but not that tall.
Yeah, you know, what are you, six foot, 6'1"?
Like with shoes, I'm probably about 6 foot. The thing is that you see a lot of photos, and Mark, you're really tall. You're probably about 6'2". And so a lot of times when you see us together, Mark looks really tall, and then I kind of look smaller. So maybe people think, like, you know, I'm small and you're tall. But we're both kind of tall dudes, and I wish I was as tall as Mark because I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, plus I'm a midget, so.
I wouldn't call you short. I mean, but what, it's funny. When I look back at, like, the video footage and the photos that we have on the site, I always do look big. Like, even, like, you mentioned the Christy Hemme thing. If you guys go check that out, I look like a giant sitting next to her. I mean, like, yeah, it's like fee-fi-fo-fum type of stuff. It's like craziness.
Well, you know what, Mark? I think it's actually a cool thing. This is a rare talking metal moment where I'm going to pay praise to the tallness and height of Mark Striegel, co-host of Talking Metal, because I think it's very cool. All the KISS guys, with the exception of all the drummers, were always tall, and I just always thought that was a cool thing. And no offense to any shorter people, but I think Bert Gabriel has spotted some women.
I would like to say New York, and I want to get your opinion on this. I've lived all over around the country, and everywhere I look are beautiful, beautiful women. And I've been here 20 years at this point, and I'm still not over it. I'm still every walk down the street, my senses, I guess you could say, perk up or arouse in a way. The beautiful women here in New York. What do you think?
I think your wife is going to be pissed.
She didn't believe me. She stopped listening to these about episode 102. I think she dropped off.
Hi to your wife. She's a very lovely person. I have seen, like, pictures. She has been on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, she used to be. Like, she doesn't is on the podcast anymore?
No. She works full-time and has a baby, what? So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Family, that's up. Yeah. Yeah, there's pretty girls all over New York City, man. Gotta tell you, but none as pretty as Christy Hemme or Kate Hudson. I'm waiting for your calls.
Absolutely. And on that note, here's Disturbing Abduction, guys. Download this track on iTunes, and we're checking out here on Talking Metal. Send us an email and let us know how much
that's
you loved. This is your favorite episode of all time. That's Talking Metal at yahoo.com. And a big thanks to Bert Gabriel. If we could get a Talking Metal ID from Bert Gabriel.
I'm saying goodbye. I just want to say, people, you know, keep on listening to Talking Metal. It's the greatest podcast on the earth. You got me here, Astronomy, the Man in Black. Mark, the man with the beer in his hands. And you don't want to know what I have in my hands right now. I'm joking. I just have this black stick right here. Well, the microphone, of course.
It's not a guy. It's actually the mic he's referring to.
Yeah, a microphone. I don't know what to say. Goodbye? That's very anticlimactic.
Gabriel, we would like you to do an ID. Talking Metal ID. After you say goodbyes, and, you know, basically this is Bert Gabriel, and you were listening to Talking Metal, and or whatever you want to say, something like that. And actually, before that, give us the origin of your name.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, only you guys know me as Bert Gabriel. That's super crazy. Well, I used to, like, have a Hotmail, like, my name as a guy from the East.
Yes, yeah, Bert McCracken,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because I like to keep my identity secret, you know? I'm very paranoid with the, you know, government, like, finding out what you do. What's your take on the government, like, spying on people?
Well, you know, back in the days of the alien abductions and cover-ups, I thought that there were a lot of cover-ups, hence the cover of the Disturbing Abduction single, and you guys have never, ever seen the unreleased cover of the Roy's Baby album.
Which features Astronomy naked.
Yes.
That's why you haven't seen it.
Being abducted by the government and aliens, and there's a whole autopsy and all that kind of stuff going on.
Oh, let me tell you, if you want to read something cool by aliens, check out the Serpo project page. It's about like some like exchange program between the government and aliens. The page is serpo.org. It's very interesting. And look out for a Friendship Island. It's an island in Chile where supposedly beings from another planet, like, cure people from cancer and stuff. It's very, like, interesting stuff.
I am, like, blown away that we're sitting here with the Bert Gabriel. And it just shows, Mark, what Talking Metal has done. Sometimes we're contemplating the history of Talking Metal, and we know that this is an international phenomenon.
Yeah. It is.
It truly is. And if you're coming to New York and you're a Talking Metal listener, like Jared Matthews, Bert Gabriel, Exciter, Z-Man, any of these people, give us a ring and hopefully we'll be able to hook up and hang out here in New York City. Checking out.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. In New York, one hand in the air for the big city.
Yeah, Jay-Z, very nice.
Yeah, he's my friend.
Yeah, okay, cool. Here's Disturbing Abduction.
Do the ID.
Oh, yeah. Do the ID.
Greatest episode ever. Oh, the ID, of course. On the count of three, can you do the count of three?
One, two, three, go.
Yo, this is Bert Gabriel, and you're listening to the greatest podcast all over the world. Let's rock. Talking Metal forever. Talking Metal.
Very good. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.